After months of ferry strike action on Kootenay Lake, the Regional District of Central Kootenay is asking the provincial government to deem inland ferries an essential service for BC residents. During its Jan.16 meeting, the board supported Electoral Area E Director Cheryl Graham's motion to send a letter to Premier David Eby and Minister of Transportation and Transit Mike Farnworth. The RDCK will also forward the letter to the union, BC General Employees Union, and the employer, Western Pacific Marine. Graham's constituents in Harrop and Proctor, along with Area I Director Andy Davidoff's in Glade, were recently threatened by job action that would reduce ferry services to their water access-only communities. The Labor Relations Board, LRB, ruled on January 6 that the union could reduce Harrop, Proctor, and Glade sailings, although that ruling has been stayed and there has been no reduction of service yet. Harrop, Proctor, and Glade have 24/7 on-demand service. "I don't know if this ruling was made by someone who has never been to the area," said Graham, "but to rule that 8 runs a day would be sufficient to meet the basic needs of the people in Harrop, Proctor is woefully inadequate." Graham has heard from residents that if sailings are reduced, they will resort to canoes and rowboats to cross the bitter cold waters of Kootenay Lake. The union feels that the stay removes its ability to pressure the employer by imposing some level of inconvenience on the public. But on January 23, the LRB ruled against the union's request to lift it. "We are not in a position to draw the line between what is a mere inconvenience to members of the public and what amounts to a threat to their welfare," reads the LRB's decision. Meanwhile, residents in Area A are still being inconvenienced since ferry workers on the Osprey sailing between Balfour and Kootenay Bay began strike action on November 3. Monday to Friday is limited to 3 sailings daily, and weekends see only 2 sailings each day. While Harrop, Proctor, and Glade can only be accessed by boat, residents in Kootenay Bay and Crawford Bay can technically still get to the west side of Kootenay Lake via Highway 3 over the Kootenay Pass. However, instead of a 40-minute ferry ride, it's an almost 3-hour detour. Kootenay Columbia MP Rob Morrison is also taking a stand. On January 23, he met with Minister of Labor Jennifer Whiteside to discuss the ongoing service disruption. "Our communities depend on these ferry services, and this prolonged disruption is causing significant hardship for families and businesses alike," he said in a media release on January 24. "I've heard directly from constituents who are struggling to access essential services, and from business owners watching their operations suffer." The RDCK board also supported a motion from Area I Director Davidoff to urge the LRB to recognize, in the BC Labor Relations Code, essential service provisions, the toll these kinds of disputes take on the mental health and welfare of residents. "If you were in the community hall in Glade on New Year's Eve like I was, the fear, anxiety, and pain in that room, about being used and trapped and having sailing reductions, that's not something that I would ever want to go through again," he told the board. "I've only felt that kind of pain at a funeral."